The gospel reading today is John, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head, the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that all the things that he had said to her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Out of all of those who walked with Jesus, perhaps one of the most misunderstood is a woman called Mary Magdalene. Some believe that she was a prostitute before she met Jesus. Others say that she was the demon-possessed woman that he miraculously healed. There are also those who say that she was neither of that. She was actually a very wealthy business owner who, for whatever reason, gave up her life to follow Jesus. And that's all we really know about her, is that for some reason she became a disciple of Jesus. She gave up everything to walk with him. And so it's not surprising that it was Mary Magdalene who, on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, left the place where the disciples were hiding and went to the tomb. Now, according to John, when she arrived, the stone had been rolled away. And she realized that Jesus wasn't there, but she never went in to the tomb. Instead, she ran quickly back to the disciples and announced that they had taken his body and they did not know where they had laid him. When Peter and John heard the news, they immediately began running towards the tomb. And John was the first one who arrived, and he bent over and he looked in and he saw that the body was gone, that there were linens on the ground. Peter, however, came running past him and ran directly into the tomb. Remember, the stone was gone. There was nothing to stop him. And he stopped when he arrived inside the tomb and he looked around. And he realized that Jesus wasn't there. The linens were on the ground, and the face linen was folded and laid in a place by itself. The scriptures say that at that point, both he and John understood. But what did they understand? Because you see, they got up and they left the tomb and they went home. It was Mary who remained. And as she wept, she finally bent over and looked into the tomb and she saw two angels. And they said, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said again, "They have taken our Lord, and we do not know where they have laid him." And then she heard a voice behind her, asking her the same question. "Why are you crying?" Why was it so hard for them to believe? Jesus had told them that he was going to be crucified and he was going to raise on the third day. But here were three people that were the closest to him and none of them understood. Why was it so hard? But then the question is, why is it so hard for us? Easter tells us that the stone of death and defeat had been rolled away. Yet, like Mary and the others, we find it hard to believe. Oh, we sing our songs and we read our scriptures and we shout our responses. But far too many of us will leave this place wondering exactly where he is in our lives. Where is he when the nights are long and loneliness and fear threaten to overwhelm us? When is he? Where is he when despair and doubt are all we have? Where is he? He is right beside us, calling us by name and inviting us to go and tell others. The stone has been rolled away. The Lord is risen. And absolutely nothing stands between us and him. Listen carefully, for on this day, he is calling your name. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Thanks be to God.